Hello, I'm Robert Krampf. Welcome to Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to do a classic science experiment and learn a little bit about the way science works along the way. We're going to begin with a challenge. The challenge is to take a glass of water, turn it upside down without spilling the water. Well, if you've ever read any books on science experiments, you've probably seen that you can take an index card, place it on top of the glass, press it firmly against the glass, and then turn it upside down. When you move your hand, the water stays in the glass. Air pressure holding the card in place. Now we could spend some time talking about the physics of how that works, but we'll save that for another time. This time, we're going to talk more about the process of science, because a good scientist wouldn't stop there. A good scientist knows that quite often there's more than one right answer. We're trained all of our lives to look for the right answer, but quite often, there are several. For example, you could put it in the freezer and freeze it solid. You could also collect some sodium polyacrylate from disposable diapers. Pour it in, give it a quick stir, and turn it into a gel. Or you could use some paper towels, letting them absorb the water, and in the process, keep it in the cup. We could also use inertia, swinging the glass quickly overhead, using the inertia to push the water into the glass, keeping it in the glass even when it's upside down. You could even take that glass of water up on the space shuttle when you got up into microgravity, then you could turn the glass upside down. Since you're in free fall, it would stay inside. So the next time you're presented with a challenge, don't stop with the first right answer. Keep thinking. You'll be amazed at the different ideas that you've come up with. Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.